It is the first Monday of June. June Dairy Month, your chance to win our Culver's giveaway. We're doing it again this year, presented by your Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake Culver's. When you hear the Dairy Cow move, be caller 5 at 723-2555. Go away with a value basket from Culver's and a concrete mixer as well. Sounds pretty good, huh, Jason Cans?
It does sound very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you've been trying to tell me, it's the best month of the year.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Although, you know, you beat me to the punch Saturday where you pretty quickly declared the second best month.
Right, right, yes. And as I've told you, now that it's my granddaughter's birthday this month, it definitely moves it up even further in the second best month of the year.
It moves it up from second to higher in second.
Correct.
Yeah, well, we'll just have to agree to disagree, which is actually a song by Susan Ashtonoff to try to track that down. Huh. So,
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Mental Health Monday, I wanted to, it's been a while because last week was, we didn't deal with it. I mean, it's Memorial Day, and we don't always do that on Mondays.
Yeah, right.
But a subject in some of our conversations that has arisen is the idea of, you know, medication, yes or no, the pros and the cons of that. And so are you somebody, do you prescribe for medication?
I do not prescribe medication. I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not permitted to describe prescribe.
Right.
No, I do describe, but I don't prescribe.
And yet you do have some thoughts on it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think a lot of times the church has been very anti-medication. But, you know, I think it can play an important role in someone's health and healing. You know, it deals with the brain's biochemistry, and it helps to correct things that are out of balance, which is what a lot of medications do. And unfortunately, often things like depression and anxiety are treated as a fault of will among a lot of people within the church, and I just don't see it that way. And that's not to say that good support or good relationships, therapy, those sorts of things are not beneficial, because I believe they are. But I do think that medications can play an important part of that overall picture.
Mm-hmm. And I think we can almost, that very well said. I think we can also, I mean, in terms of the concerns or the reservations, I mean, obviously you need to handle it responsibly, right?
For sure. You know, and I think that you do that with a licensed medical professional to do that. And, you know, and most medications for psychological issues are not addictive. There are some that are. But, you know, I think that it's also important to be aware of that, and any good medical professional will talk with you about those potential concerns as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good stuff. Appreciate that. All right, well, there we go. That's something we've never tackled on mental health.
Now we have.
Yes, we have. And I've got Susan Ashton, agree to disagree, ready to go. So we've got a song that we like it to have the song kind of arise out of the show, so it has already.
I'm always amazed how quick you are on your finger at the console with that. That you can just kind of pull things up and out of your brain.
Appreciate it. Well, yeah. I mean, been around here for a while. That's actually a 1993 song, and so I played her "Down on My Knees" song about prayer, which was her debut single last week. So, yeah, I know.
31 years old.
Pat Wall and I have been around here for, certainly Greg Stewart, been around here for a really long time. Rod Larson "Through the Night." But, yeah, that's kind of fun. Well, that same part of my mind, that's kind of the walking concordance moniker that I've garnered. Same thing. And sports statistics, you know how that works. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've said one of your great gifts is you're an encourager. But I think that's also another one of your great gifts is your ability to remember discrete facts like that and just pull them up easily.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Well, we have Acts 2, 40 and 41 today.
So that says, "Then Peter continued preaching for a long time, strongly urging all his listeners, 'Save yourselves from this crooked generation.' Those who believed what Peter said were baptized and added to the church that day, about 3,000 in all."
Mm-hmm. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you offer this paragraph on those two verses: "Continue inviting others as Peter did, telling them about my son and welcoming them into a better way of life. In each generation, masses of people follow crooked paths. The only straightforward way is following Jesus. Every day, many hear my son's message and receive his forgiveness, choosing the path of integrity, just like those 3,000 who responded to Peter that day." Final thought.
Yeah, you know, for me, I think what stands out is this idea of better way of life and that word integrity, so that, you know, related to integration, right? And we're looking for the way toward wholeness. We're looking for the way that makes us most complete. Uh-huh. And that was what Peter was inviting people into.
Very good. Well, if you don't have an umbrella, at least have some kind of a rain hood, okay?
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
Our buddy Drew Fralick, stand-up comic and pastor and world traveler, fresh off a trip to Ethiopia. But, of course, he spent 12 years in China where he met his American-born wife and their son adopted from China. It's quite the story. And so even the eggs you make today are Chinese-related. Is that right, Drew?
I don't know. You know, I don't know anymore. I never know what they're called.
What did you do?
First of all, Mark, I just need to point out for a second. This segment, we're like an old married couple. We've like run out of things to talk about. We're like, how do you make your eggs? I think give them the number for the station. People want to call it. Anyways, I boil them. Is this weird? I boil them like in oil on the bottom and I get them almost burned. They're like burned on the bottom. And then I barely flip them over on the top for like 5 seconds and then I eat them like that. Huh. They're like boiled eggs. Is that a thing?
Boil them in oil. That's interesting. I mean, it's basically like what's thought of as a fried egg, but not, it's kind of a runny yolk then?
That's what it's called. It's called a fried egg.
Yeah.
See, I'm like, oh, this is like a thing from China. No, everybody does this. It's just,
okay.
I'm like doing laundry. That's like a Chinese thing, right? It's like, no, yeah. Everybody does their laundry. Everybody takes it, you know. Like,
yeah, right. Okay. All right. How you doing coming up? You got the big 4-0. How you handling that coming up in 9 days now?
I don't. It's looming. You know, I've been thinking about it for years. I don't know, and now it's here, so it's going to happen. And you're coming up on 60, right? So
yeah, don't remind me. Don't remind me.
I think is 60 a better birthday than 40? I don't know. I've read like studies and stuff that like 40 is kind of the unhappiest people are in life, and then they get happier after age 46, and it continues to go up. That's what I've read.
I think there is a sense in which, you know, there's all sorts of things. Some people say, oh, 60 is the new 40. I think for getting to 40, I mean, it's kind of like, wow, am I old now? You know, like, wow, I'm 40. I mean, is that kind of what you're thinking?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like, you know, I don't know, probably the second half of life, something like that, but I mean, anything can be the new 40 if you're, like, wealthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people who are, like, 80 is the new 30. It's like, yeah, you're, like, a multimillionaire. So,
well, there is a sense. I mean, in general, people living longer, so that's something.
Well,
well, you're going to be doing something called commentary. You've done it before.
Yeah.
And now on your actual birthday, though, and is the show sold out?
It's not sold out yet, but it's going to sell out. So
all right.
That'll be 3 sold-out shows. You can't ask for much better than that, right, Mark?
Yeah, that's right.
Good,
and I've continued to hold it out. I still have, you know, it's still, people are like, Caleb asked me Thursday. He's like, have you decided if you're going to go to Detroit and see Drew? And I'm like, no, I haven't decided yet. So,
if you come, I'll save you a ticket. I have a VIP chair for you.
Yeah,
right,
if I drove 8
right
hours, it'd be nice to know that I could get in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're in.
You can sleep on
my couch. We'll do the show from my couch.
Okay. Vicky is the opening act here this morning on Make Us Laugh Monday, and then John's got some jokes. So you're a professional comic, so you go ahead and, you know, don't be too harsh on your ratings, but here we go. Vicky's first.
I'll be kind.
All right. Well, wow. Where's the audio? You're on the phone. So, you know what? I got to take it. My mess up. I messed up there. Okay.
Hey, listen.
Let's take two. Take two. Here we go.
Good morning. Say, can you tell me why are Saturday and Sunday so strong? Well, because the rest of the days are weekdays. Have a great day.
Have you?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
it's a good start. It's a
all
good
right.
Start.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere. And I think we had our number of the day was 900,000 because that's the number of elevators in the country. And so John actually has a joke about elevators.
Okay.
When do you put a cow on the elevator? When you want to raise the stakes.
Oh, man.
Okay.
There we go, Drew. Happy birthday,
yeah, John,
9 days early.
It out. Love it.
All right.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You're welcome. Enjoy your eggs. There we go. WWIB. The Whip Wake Up Show, our Monday recap. Seems like we just did a recap because Tuesday we recapped a 3-day weekend. So it's Monday. We recap this weekend. And Friday night, and my wife made some, we did some Cajun fish. So it's Cajun seasoning on the fish. It was great. And some homemade coleslaw, her mom's recipe for the first time. That was very, very good. And some scalloped potatoes. So, and we're trying to watch, one of our kids has recommended this Academy Award-winning movie, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And so we can, it's taken us a long time to get through it because it's so weird. We do about 5 minutes and go, let's watch Monk. So that happened with one episode of Monk to follow Friday before I was too tired, and then two more episodes of Monk after a short viewing of the film, I think, Saturday night. So, and then we had four of our five kids and five of their friends, so it was 11 people for lunch yesterday, our Sunday lunch, so that was a lot of fun.
Well, there you go. So I had another 3-day weekend. I took a vacation day on Friday to do some camping with the family. We went up to beautiful Patterson State Park up in the Superior area. So quite a drive, and thankful for Adventures in Odyssey, keeping the kids entertained. And I have to say, you know, it rained overnight, but overall, and didn't get too wet in the tent. But mostly, the Lord was merciful, and the rain stayed away during the day on Friday and Saturday. So the rain stayed away,
nice.
Which was good because the mosquitoes did not.
Oh, no!
And we got absolutely eaten alive. I honestly think this could be my comeuppance for all the times that I... Because I love camping, right? But as a child, I gave my mom so much grief because my mom loves camping. But I would complain and complain until she got the snacks out when we were hiking. I'd complain and complain. And now a certain unnamed 9-year-old plays that role for me. And this certain unnamed 9-year-old told me, he said, my favorite parts of camping... or eating s'mores and going home. And so, you know, we did what we could, but we made some memories and goodness, just beautiful up there. And so enjoying God's creation. The mosquitoes are a little harder to praise him for, but they must have some purpose.
It's got to be part of the fall, Caleb.
Maybe that's it. But enjoyed that and plenty of family time. We had a big group out there camping, and we were back safe in it. It makes us long for home, right? Uh-huh. Camping
yes.
does that. So grateful for that.
Well, it was great to have Sam in for you, but it's wonderful to have you back.
Hi, this is Caroline from Rice Lake, and today is my son Emerson's 9th birthday. And he was wondering if you could play the song The Pirates Don't Do Anything by Reliant K. Thank you. Bye.
We are the pirates.
June Dairy Month, WWIB, so that's what I'm going to for my jokes and our three jokes a piece segment here, a regular installment on Make Us Laugh Monday. So, Caleb, why did the cow cross the road?
Not sure.
To get to the other side.
There you go.
Hey, quick joke before we begin. I believe it was Sam who called in. He said, what's the biggest pencil in the world? Pennsylvania. So thank you so much, Sam, for the contribution of a joke. Well, what do you call a superhero with a bad sense of direction?
What?
Wonder Woman.
Okay. Cow joke number two from me, kicking off June Dairy Month. What do you call a scared cow?
Not sure.
A cowherd.
All right. There you go. Well, considering the state track and field championships were just a couple days ago, I recently took a poll and found that 100% of the people in the tent were angry when it collapsed.
Oh, man.
A poll. Tent.
Gotcha.
Go.
Took a poll. Gotcha. All right. Yes. Thank you. And finally this morning, third and final cow joke, and people are like, please, what did the cow say to its therapist?
I'm not sure.
I feel seen, but not heard.
There you go. Oh, finally, on any application form, when it says who to contact in an emergency, I always put ambulance or police. I mean, what in the world's my mom going to do?
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
Please. All right. There's our jokes on Make Us Laugh Monday. Just making you realize that you can do a lot better. 715-396-1670.
The WIB Wake Up Show here on a Monday morning. A lot of people out driving, listening to the WIB Wake Up Show as they get about. And Caleb, we've got some information in front of us why people don't signal when they turn.
And it's not because it ran out of blinker fluid.
Yeah, no, that's not heard of that. The turn signal switch, it's not hard to find. It doesn't require great effort or force you to turn it on. It even shuts off by itself. So why do so many refuse to use their turn signal?
Well, a survey was taken, and so we will take a look at the results here. 2% of people who were surveyed said they don't use their turn signal because they just don't have enough time.
Too busy.
Just don't have time. Gonna make two sudden movements in my quarter-ton vehicle.
Excuse me, I'm eating my sandwich. I don't have time. 7% actually say that not signaling adds excitement to their life.
I just like almost getting an fender bender every way to work, every day on the way to work. Why people don't signal, according to a survey, 8% don't signal because other drivers don't.
Oh, right.
They don't, so I don't either. Right back at you.
If they jumped off a bridge, would you? 11% of the respondents say it's just not important to signal I'm turning. Leave me alone.
All right. Why people don't signal. Two more here from this survey. 17% of respondents said they don't like to use their turn signal because they're afraid of forgetting to turn it off.
I don't know. Is that worse? I mean, at least you indicated.
Yeah. At least, I mean, at least when you actually made the turn, you signaled your intention.
That's concerning right there for the upcoming election. And 23% blame it on laziness. I just am too lazy to
Reach up and flick the turn signal. I believe there's a verse in Proverbs that says the sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He's too lazy to even bring it back
to
his mouth.
Yeah, those sloths sleep 20 hours a day. And by the way, men are less likely to use turn signals than women.
What would Solomon have said about that? Who knows? WWIB is the WIB Wake Up Show, 845. Caleb and Halvo with you on a Monday morning, 65 degrees. Hopefully the rain dissipating before too long, but kind of a rainy start to the week. And maybe it feels a little bit like the rain when you're standing in a shower and again, just kind of that morning routine and thinking, man, there's just a lot of things to ponder about the world around me. And you start thinking and mulling over things. Here are a few shower thoughts that came to mind when we looked at the internet, honestly. Shower thoughts here on the WIB Wake Up Show. At some point, there will be more Legos in landfills than in homes. At some point, there will be more Legos in landfills than in homes. Might take a while, considering how many there are in my home right now.
Another thought this morning is, we spend a good portion of our lives looking for cursors and mouse pointers on computer screens.
I feel that. How about this one? People will always think that the greatest sporting events happen in their lifetime.
There were some great ones even before we got on the scene. Here's another thought then this Monday morning. Retirement homes are technically also orphanages.
Kind of sad, really. Things that we might think about when there's extra time in the shower. The better you play golf, the less you get to play. It doesn't take as
long.
That's
true. Yeah, you know, having said that, I haven't golfed for a couple years now, but sometimes you spend time in the woods.
Yes.
Another shower thought this morning. Anyone who doesn't think they're attractive just isn't their own type.
You're beautiful just the way you are. One final shower thought here. Our society is very lucky that bird dew does not smell like dog dew.
There
you go. All right. Shower thoughts from the internet.